Why do I do this?
Inquisitor Glockta asked himself for the thousandth time as he limped down the corridor. The walls were rendered and whitewashed, though none too recently. There was a seedy feel to the place and a smell of damp. There were no windows, as the hallway was deep beneath the ground, and the lanterns cast slow, flowing shadows in every corner.
Why would anyone want to do this?
Glockta's walking made a steady rhythm on the grimy tiles of the floor. First the confident click of his right heel, then the tap of his cane, then the endless sliding of his left foot, with the familiar stabbing pains in the ankle, knee, ass, and back. Click, tap, pain. The dirty monotony of the corridor was broken from time to time by a heavy door, bound and studded with pitted iron. On one occasion, Glockta thought he heard a muffled cry of pain from behind one.
I wonder what poor fool is being questioned in there. What crime they're guilty, or innocent, of. What secrets are being picked at? What lies cut through? What treasons laid bare?
He didn't wonder long, though. He was interrupted by the steps. If Glockta had been given the opportunity to torture any one man, anyone at all, he would surely have chosen the inventor of steps. When he was young and widely admired, before his misfortunes, he had never really noticed them. He had sprung down them two at a time and gone blithely on his way.
No more. They're everywhere. You really can't change floors without them. And down is worse than up. That's the thing people never realize. Going up, you usually don't fall that far.
He knew this flight well. 16 steps, cut from smooth stone, a little worn toward the center, slightly damp, like everything down here. There was no banister, nothing to cling to. 16 enemies. A challenge, indeed. It had taken Glockta a long time to develop the least painful method of descending stairs. He went sideways, like a crab. Cane first, then left foot, then right. With more than the usual agony as his left leg took his weight, joined by a persistent stabbing in the neck.
Why should it hurt in my neck when I go downstairs? Does my neck take my weight? Does it?
Yet the pain could not be denied. Glockta paused 4 steps from the bottom. He had nearly beaten them. His hand was trembling on the handle of his cane, his left leg aching like fury. He tongued his gums where his front teeth used to be, took a deep breath, and stepped forward. His ankle gave way with a horrifying wrench, and he plunged into space, twisting, lurching, his mind a cauldron of horror and despair. He stumbled onto the next step like a drunkard, fingernails scratching at the smooth wall, giving a squeal of terror.
You stupid, stupid bastard!
His cane clattered to the floor, his clumsy feet wrestled with the stones, and he found himself at the bottom, by some miracle, still standing.